Thank you for the vote of confidence, Maxine replied dryly. She tapped her tablet. CipherNet, status update. The AI responded, its tone cool and clinical. Perimeter scan shows no activity, yet. But I'd recommend staying away from ominous shadows, heavy machinery, and glowing red buttons. Great. Shadows, buttons, machines. What's next? Maniacal laughter. Ethan asked. Layla smirked. Well, you're here, so. Ethan rolled his eyes and shoved open the heavy warehouse door. It creaked loudly, sending echoes spiraling into the cavernous dark. Rows of rusted shelves stretched into shadows. The air was thick with dust and the electric tang of old wiring. At the far end, a flickering screen displayed the digital shadow's fragmented mask. Welcome, Cipher Club, the distorted voice boomed. Are you ready for the riddle? Maxine swallowed hard. We're ready. Good, the voice replied. Your answer lies where the real world meets the digital one. But hurry, time is not your ally. Javi frowned. That's vague even by villain standards. I think it's deliberate, Maxine murmured, scanning the room. Her eyes landed on a dusty terminal, its cables slithering across the floor like veins. CipherNet, can you decrypt this connection? On it, Captain, CipherNet responded. Give me 30 seconds. Assuming nothing explodes. Layla wandered toward a glowing panel embedded in the wall. Guys? This doesn't look friendly. She barely grazed the surface when the warehouse lurched. Projections of scrolling numbers and symbols burst to life, coalescing into a glowing figure standing atop a crate. The digital shadow's mask flickered, revealing Maxine's grandfather. Maxine's breath hitched. Grandpa? His voice was softer now, clearer. You never solved my last riddle, Maxine. But I needed you to find me before ByteCorp erased the truth. Her fingers curled into fists. Why the riddles? Why the games? You could have just told me. His face flickered, the shadows swallowing the edges of his form. ByteCorp doesn't just steal data, they rewrite history. If I contacted you directly, they would have found you too. The warehouse trembled as alarms blared outside. Maxine's pulse pounded. She had seconds to decide. CipherNet, start the upload. Roughly 42 seconds of chaos ahead, Captain, CipherNet warned. The Cipher Club snapped into motion. Drones incoming. Ethan shouted as the hum of propellers filled the air. He lunged at a metal shelving unit, shoving it with all his strength. The shelves crashed down, forming a makeshift barricade. That'll slow them down, for now. Layla crouched by the console, her hands a blur as she rewired circuits. Sparks flared. Give me 30 seconds. Javi, gripping CipherNet's interface, barked commands. CipherNet, reroute path Alpha 13. Guide us to the hidden exit, now.